Psalm 119, verses 161 through 176. Shin and Tau. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tau. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding, according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise, when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Does your heart stand in awe of God's word? Do you rejoice at the truth that comes forth from his mouth, like lost people rejoice at great spoil? All the words of his mouth truly are better than thousands of gold and 10,000s of silver. Oh, how I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Worthy of praise and honor all the day long is the Lord, for he is the righteous judge of all the earth, yea, heaven and earth. Have you ever met people who are easily offended? Or quote-unquote Christians who are so easily offended and hurt? Well, that's because they don't love the word and law of God, but rather they love themselves and their feelings. Because great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. May it always be thus with us. For God's law converts us from selfish sinners to humble and true worshipers of our Father in heaven. Let us not be forgetful hearers of the Word of God, deceiving our own selves, but let us do His commandments, for then and only then can we hope in the salvation of the Lord to come. For He shall come and save us from all iniquity and wrath and judgment of evil. So let us, like David, cry out and say, My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. For the Lord shall hear the cry of our hearts, and he shall see the paths of our steps. And if our cry comes from a true and a pure heart, and if our steps are upright according to his ways, then he shall hear our cry, and he shall give us his wisdom and his understanding to direct us into the path of life. He shall hear our prayer, for his eyes are upon the righteous, and he hears our prayers and supplications. And he shall deliver us from all iniquity and all ungodliness and all fear of man, all wrath to come, and all our enemies. So let us utter his praise for he is our teacher and guide. Let our tongue no more speak complaints and bitterness and fear, but let our tongue speak forth his word, for all his commandments are righteousness. Hallelujah. And if you choose his precepts, not the precepts and wisdom of men, and if you keep his commandments, not the doctrines and commandments and traditions of men, and if you delight in his law day and night like David, not the constitutions and laws of men, then his hand shall lead you and help you and keep you, and his salvation shall guide you and uphold you, and your soul shall live forever. And even if you wander astray like a lost sheep, he will seek and search you out and find you, for he is the good shepherd, and he will keep his sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And he said that of all which the Father gave him, he would lose nothing. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the Word of the Father sent down from above, the salvation of Israel and of the ends of the whole earth. Jesus, our Mediator and High Priest of the new and better covenant, shall keep us firm unto the end. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 176. Shin and Tau.